was some time ago that Moshe Steinmetz brought up the discussion about how the dynamics of marriage had to have changed and been altered tremendously. I did a chayim rabbi gashim that you can't be megarish an isha al kocha, and you also can't be nice to isha al isha. Like, it would make a lot of sense that Kol's man, there was such a thing of nasu tzavazulazu, there was such a thing of litzchar. So every woman had to really work hard to get the chayin of her baal. There was no such thing as ever washing the floors with him. There was no such thing as screaming at him and talking or acting disrespectfully, or even hounding him and harassing him and demanding of him, because that meant that you're just going to lose to the other nation. So certainly that changed the dynamics of marriage, altered it. So imagine that even a Ne'a Nosna Ba'acha would be less common, because she knows that Acher tomorrow will be marry another woman. B'mayzev Yishal Noshav, and then B'mayla, she's not in any very strong position. Like, I mean, so it always concerned me a little bit that when Rabbi Gershon made this chayrim, he imposed a yam of tzar on all the men at Seif Kaladeiris in every century, in every civilization, in almost all continents who accepted the chayrim of Rabbi Gershon. A yam of tzar. Now, without the chayrim of Rabbi Gershon, there was a yam of tzar on the nashim, because the men lorded and, you know, there might have been abuse, verbal or otherwise, or worse. And you can just be megarish al kocha without nothing, and always be nice and noshim. So you can have a bunch of noshim almonos chayes mash. So the yam of tzar, either way, is phenomenal and staggering. No question about it. If you just heap on all the amount of tzar, each yochid everyone had. So it would seem to me that a bas v'dam, no matter how big he is, would not be able to make such a decision on his own. To shift the tzar. Let the man suffer and let's patter the woman from the suffering. A bas v'dam, even if he's very big, cannot make such a decision. Something like what the Gemara says in Yevomis, that even David HaMelech cannot make a decision which one of the Bnei Shaul to be Mavel Lufnei Aaron, to see if he's going to be in the Chayiv Misa, because the Gevayim were being Mechayiv seven nefashos of Bnei Shaul because of an Avil that was done. But it's not up to him to choose. This is something that the Rabbi Hashem has to choose. There's no mocking for David to say, well, because he's a tzaddik, or because he's my Rebbe, or he's my this, I'm going to spare. Because if a David Hechir Avil Avil Avil, not Chayiv to make such a decision on one person's life. So, Kol Shekein, you're talking about on millions of people forever making such a drastic decision. So, I always just assumed for David Pasha that he must have had some gilim in the Shemayim to make this gzera. And I had no kashas how somebody in Madrigal Rabbi Gershon could have a gilim in the Shemayim. And there was no such kasha. And it's not an inyan of Leibah Shemayim, because it's not halacha. I mean, in other words, the tzayach for the zakana, the mitzias of it, that we should put it, change it, you know, that point is not halacha. And the etzim takana was a takana drabonu, takana kabbalah. So, like, it all works. This is what I assumed for the budget, but I recently found out that I was talking to him, saying it was a gilim in a shemayim, but it wasn't so drastic. It's be'emes a gemara mefereshes, where it's codified in the gemara where he's coming from. Kenzai. But I wouldn't have seen it in the gemara had I not heard the following story. I heard it many, many years ago, and I think I remember it with most of the details from Rabbi Saul Gusman Zatzal. He had said over at the Shabbos table that I was there that he used to give a shiur clearly every Thursday for a few hours, a long shiur. And there were many people that were not in the yeshiva. Learned people, Balabatim, would come into the shiur. You know, come in, drive in. And that was a good chedek of their learning for the week. I mean, they prepare for it. And so he said over that there was one man that was living in Tellstone that came for many years to the shiur every Thursday. And then at one point, this gentleman came over to the yeshiva and said that he has to go to America on business. He'll be away for the next 2 months. he wanted to get his Birkas Preda and said, I'll be back in 2 months. He had a family in Telstone. And he left, and he never came back. I think it was an automobile accident that happened to him when he was in America. And, you know, of course, you know, Rabbi Solovitz was very upset about it. He liked him, he knew him, and he felt, he felt the Shiva Christ to do something. So he knew that that man would often, on occasion, would ask him for Shidurim. He had left a daughter and was unmarried, and would often ask Rabbi Solovitz about Bachum that he observed in the Yeshiva. So he thought that, you know, this will be his Achrayis, he's going to have to marry off that girl. That's going to be his job. So he called the Almona to tell her that he's going to, she doesn't have to worry about it, it's his job, he's going to marry her off. And then he said, he used to say a story, Stam very noyim the command, very noyim. So he said at that point that the Almona gave him so many brachas for him taking on that oil, that he said, if it's central of those brachas would be Mekuyim, I'd be a glicklecha for life. That's what he said, like she was so happy. So, you know, but he said he didn't know exactly what to do, how to do it. He hadn't done in Shidduchim for a long time. And like, so he went to the Kesel Maravi, and he was mispal, Afiyadish, he said, and he said over exactly what he said to Rabbi Hashem. Something like, as that tragedish in Maisa happened, and Midaf Helfin, Abavi, you know, it's Minashemayim, Minashem Yot Zadova, Shidduchim. You got to give me the Siyad Shemayim to get the right boy. You know, Nishtoyin, I'm all Nisht, you know, get the right Zivug, the Baskel, the Zivug. So if the Vaychal from the Tvila, he came back to his yeshiva, stood in the front and looked around at the Talmidim that he had. That time he had about 100, 120 Talmidim in the yeshiva. And he points over to one boy and he calls him over. So he tells the boy the answer Shidduchim wants about him, and he writes it to him, my dear. And interestingly, the trust that the boys had in the Roshiva was so strong that when the Roshiva said to me, you don't even have to check it out because I know them, you know, they're good people. Yeah. So the boys said yes right away to a date. You know, so he went and called Alma, set up the meeting. After 2 days, I'm just telling you exactly what he told me over the story. The boy comes back to Roshiva and says, you know, I liked it, it's good, everything makes sense, but I just want Roshiva to know that she's not a big Yor Shamayim. I mean, it's not like, I don't know if Roshiva knows this girl, but he says, well, what's this? She has some Mizrahi leanings, she's anti-Kaddel. I mean, I want to learn Kaddel. So at that point, this is the part that's the gay of the Chayim Rabbi Negesh. At that point, Rabbi Saul goes and sat over there. I told him, Nidemis, she has more Yiras Shemayim. And he said that he didn't know that to be true at the time. But he said he always takes on the wife's side, the girl's side, because they have more busha than the boys. So that's why he always takes on that side. So the boy said, okay, but, you know, she's anti-Kel. I mean, she might be a big Yom Shemayim, more Yom Shemayim than me, but... So with the Gay Rabbi Negesh, we can go right away, but just, I'm going to end the story what happened. So he said, you know what, you just continue dating. Ipsig, you felt there. You know, when it comes time to get engaged, if it's Lamaisa, he'll take care of that. He'll take care of the Kel. So it went on, and it got to a point that the Meduba comes over and says, yeah, I'm holding, but Roshiva has to, I mean, she's not holding by Kaila, it's just not her. Okay, well, I'll talk with her. He gets on the phone, and he says to her something like this, that the first year, statement of Teira, that he has to be Mesameach, the Yishen Shalokach, Mesimach Zishtai. So if a person themselves not tzufrid, you can't be mesameach somebody else. You have to be yourself tzufrid in order to be mesameach. So Zokta, if he's just going to do what any shvatz in the world can do, just drive a truck, he's not going to be mesameach. And there's no way for him to be mesameach. So let's make up that the first year that he has this chiv of a simach, they learn together. She said, yeah, good idea. You know, happy. So the next sentence in the story was the closing sentence, went something like this. It's very, for 6 or 7 years, he said this very happy, very different. 6 or 7 years later, and around in Kael, and Ashtag, and Metal Kinder, like the happily ever after, was still going on. I don't know if he's today, 30 years later, if he's still at the Kael. But at that time, you know, when he was saying it was already a number of years after, and it's all working. And he was happy that he had that, he's trying to get the right guy, and it all worked out. But this word that Tarengo wrote, the Pella, that he'll take the woman's side even if he doesn't know it to be true. And he said, because she has more busha. So Yemar Shteit in Gittin, Godel Koyecha Shal Busha. That Kesh Bochus Mesayeya Biyad, Kamte Bakamte, the Hichav is basically all because of Koyecha Shal Busha. So the goals we're suffering today is because people weren't last chas on the busha. So now it's a suffering. Who should suffer? The man or the woman? There's a key in the Talmud to this. Right there, in the Gemara. God will carry the bush of the Zahonim for the Isha Mervi the man, for these kind of Yonim, because Ziot Mervush attack. So, I don't know if you're masking to the Pshat in the Indian, but you gotta be masking to the Maisha Shoya, that's for sure. But this, but I just see it from the way he looks at it, that that's the double push, that the bush is starker. In the relationship, when somebody is abusing the other, who's one push is starker? It's the Isha is starker, but Mela, for the Imara Link, it's the Gili, where Rabbi Nagash was able to take on his Achayas to make such a Zera. So there's a big point that comes out of this now, that if it was Koichesh or Busha, Shesiyah Kodesh Baruch is Kamtza Bakamtza, V'sor V'seicholoi, so then the way to get out of this Golos would be by being Chas on the enemy's Busha. So Rabbi Nagashin's plan of shifting the busha from the one who's pained more by it and hurt by it more to the one who's pained less by it, who could be saved with it. That's the plan of Apik Yos Amach Migoy Galusa. This was the plan of it. It has very far-reaching consequences as the derech to be nigal. Kirby's Gedanish Del Tzu, that the Baal Sheni was Nechrav for this Koich of Shalbusha. The Baal Sheni was standing on the Koich of Rochel that gave over the Simonim to Leah, because when she mentioned that Tzchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nishma, that the Bonim will be Shov L'Gvulam, there'll be a Baal Sheni. So the Baal Sheni was actually standing on this, that she was Chas on the Busha of Leah. Hash to me, she's Mevuyish, I have to give the Simonim. So when it happens such a maisa of that nobody was chas on the busha, God will kechash al busha, that's when the holy Yisraelis of the Bais HaMikdash fell away. So Rabbi Nagashim's plan over here is how to be misakin it, how to kuch harais. It's a Pesach tikva, nich bodad moed, to be nigal, meir b'yameinu.